RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last 2 weeks, you know, primetime games, high stakes, playing against playoff opponents. Mm-hmm. You guys are right there with both of them, one or the other. What do you feel like you guys have proven? I know you have a lot of confidence in the building, but what have you shown everybody else?
I mean, we know who we are. We know exactly what we need to be able to do to win games. And if it comes down to it, we know that we're going to give ourselves the best shot to be able to do it. And that's something that we've known. It's something that we've worked on. It's something that the confidence from all the work and things like that throughout the time, the games that we've had, has grown for these type of moments. And so, we fall short in this situation, but we've been on the other side of it, and we know, we can be a lot better here coming up.
That is Caleb Williams. Dare I say, living in the known? Confident Caleb Williams, yes. Also, I think
I've been thinking about that lately too. Yeah, I feel like this is proof positive that they've been living in the known. Is it not, Mark Grote?
What is living in the known?
Oh, don't do this.
Yep.
Does living in the known mean he threw for 330 yards? If that's what it is, I'm in. I accept that living in the known is Caleb Williams throwing for 330 yards. Is that what it is? I still don't know
last
what it,
night it was.
It's confidence
yes,
in the game plan.
Is not, still can't not tell me what it is.
Remember, Anthony answered the question a couple weeks ago, and you didn't hear it.
That's right.
You were looking at your phone or something. That was hilarious.
For the record, he had gotten important information on his phone. We're not preventing anybody from being adults here.
Yeah.
But no, you conveniently got that information at a very appropriate time.
Okay. Well, what do we really want to waste time
going
through all this?
No, that's my point. Okay. We have very limited time with Anthony here.
Living in the known, Mark, is a manner of being.
What did you think
living
about
in the known?
What did you think about Caleb Williams' game last night?
I love you better.
You think you can love it better?
What concept are you? If there was a toolbox of concepts, which one are you okay with?
A toolbox of concepts? I don't know. What are my choices?
Confidence, number one.
Right? Okay.
Buying yourself flowers is also an example of confidence.
Oh. Very true.
It is snowing hard outside of the mighty Prudential
Towers.
Every
time we try to answer living in the known, he's like a squirrel just getting distracted by things outdoors.
My literal flurries, because it's not even snowing that hard. Flurries.
Do you know what I'm going to say? Also, somebody on the text line pointed out that poor Chewbacca did not get honored properly, as opposed to our Take the North ceremony, where Mark did get honored properly. So, think of your Wookiees.
Wait, what
today.
Did I miss with Chewie? What happened with
I
Chewie?
Don't know. I just
well,
made
he wasn't
noise
honored going. Properly. You know, in the ceremony, remember Han Solo got honored, but not Chewie, and that's kind of rude.
Oh, at
the they put the dog in the corner. Well, he's a dog, you know.
Liz, how dare you do that to
Wookiee.
Chewbacca from Star Wars?
He is a Wookiee, sir.
Apparently, asking Mark Grote existential questions provides some sort of trigger. So I will keep note
Williams.
Of that as your friend and your colleague. And I will move forward.
Okay. What do you think about Caleb Williams last
night? I can buy myself. No, Caleb was exceptional.
Can't he buy himself
flowers?
Write my name in the
he
same.
Should have flowers. Ryan Poole should have a sash this week.
There
and
we
Caleb
go.
Williams deserves some flowers.
Like they're about to go to Prime or something.
Adelaide.
No, I think he was exceptional again. And what really impressed me last night was that, they punted the first couple series or something like that. But
there was you're not going to just skim over that like the big three
I don't remember if it was like one or two.
It was
yes.
2 3-and-outs in a row to start the game, and that's a large reason why they were behind the entire game.
They punted twice in the National Football League. They're not going to mount a drive every time they take the field
their
on offense.
The 49ers is so bad.
They scored 21 points in the first half, Marshall. It's not like they didn't come to life.
Oh, now you want to get existential?
Here's what I known.
Pick six.
I known. Yes, right. I known that the Bears scored 21 points in the first half.
A third of that was from the defense
night.
Is my point. And when we get to the playoffs, all the other offenses are capable of what we saw, except for the Eagles. All the other offenses. Well, and the NFC South champion.
Okay, exactly.
But everybody else, those NFC West teams are all capable of doing
just
what we
just
saw.
Just to clarify.
And maybe the Packers.
Were you not impressed with the Bears offense in the first half?
Were you not entertained?
I was impressed with the Bears' offense for the totality of the game, but I'm not going to ignore
first half. Second half, okay, that's obvious. Let's throw the second half out. Just in the first half of the game, did you not feel like the Bears mounted an earlier start to their offensive excellence than what they normally do?
I think compared to their very last, most recent showing, which I froze through, they definitely did. But before that, I would argue they were just as good against Cleveland and just as good against, who was before Cleveland? Green Bay the first, well.
No.
Green Bay the first time. Yes, they were better. But
They punted on the first two offensive series.
But it wasn't just
San Francisco threw a pick six on their first offensive series.
It wasn't just that they punted, and it's the fact that they took no time off the clock, which is that's how you get Christian McCaffrey with 20 touches versus your 19 total plays in the first half.
Because they passed the ball.
And that's why the defense was worn all the way down.
Passing the ball takes no time off the clock. I mean, A.K.A. Pac-12 after dark.
Pac-12 after dark time. That drive that the 49ers mounted in the second quarter, where it felt like the drive went for like, what did it take, like 12 minutes off the clock or something like that.
It was 14-14. I was like, how is there so much time left in the first half?
And that was about the Bears' defense even more than it was about the Bears' offense. But yes, if the Bears' offense was sustaining drives early, the defense wouldn't have been in the position to have to be on the field. But at some point, the defense has to go on the field, and they need to come up with stops. But the Bears' offense itself, okay, I yada-yada through the first two punts. And then they went on a scoring barrage. They didn't wait until halfway through the third quarter, as we've seen them do frequently this season. So I did feel very encouraged and extremely impressed because, one, it was a pass-dominant performance, which I don't leave that game thinking that Ben Johnson has forgotten about running the football or doesn't value running the football. I'm taking the big picture of this into account. That one game last night, Ben Johnson went into it and said, I think we can carve these guys up from the pocket. And I think I have a quarterback who is now at a point in his development where I can trust him to consistently do that. And they did. Did they move the pocket some? Yes, there were some boots. There was some sprint action. There was plenty of run game. But there was also just Ben Johnson saying, Caleb, stand there and sick him. And he did. And he did it without Rome Odunze. He did it with DJ Moore as a shell of himself seemingly within the game plan. And still, he was able to just stand there, see the field. I don't know what the time to throw, but it was seemingly to me one of his better and more consistent just in hitting that back foot, going from punch step to plant foot and just getting the ball out of his hands very consistently. Loved what I saw. And it was in the midst of a game where several of his main playmakers were either unavailable or not at full strength. And he still looked as comfortable as we've seen Caleb look passing from the pocket all year.
And he didn't get sacked for the second game in a row.
And it wasn't because he was running around everywhere. It was because the ball was gone. I mean, the pass protection did break down on occasion. There was some blitz pressure that we saw Robert Saleh throw at him. And still, the ball was out of Caleb's hands to the precise spot it had to be, hitting runners in stride. We saw run after catch from Bears playmakers. I just thought it was a really pristine performance from Caleb.
I also think, I said this earlier, there were times in the game where if I had split the screen horizontally, where all I saw were his feet, I knew whether or not that pass would be complete by how his weight was distributed on his feet. When he locked out his front knee, like Tim Jenkins has talked about, there were a couple of overthrows. But when he was able to at least somewhat equally distribute the weight, we've seen him roll out and sometimes throw off his back leg. That's been incomplete. There were times where it hasn't been because he's that good.
Mm-hmm.
But the footwork seemed like it was more in sync than it has been even in previous games where I think it's shown a lot of improvement.
And those mechanical breakdowns through my lens have tended to happen, especially through the first half of the season where Caleb is kind of playing catch up with the play. I'm not quite sure what I'm seeing from the defense. I'm not quite confident where my pass receiver is going to be. And then that millimoment of hesitation makes him feel like he's got to really gun it in there. And so you see a lot of the flat passes with the extra velocity on them where he's kind of catching up to the play. The mechanics are breaking down because he feels hurried. He feels rushed mentally to try and get the ball there. Now what we're starting to see more and more in recent weeks is a Bears quarterback playing ahead of the play, knowing what the defense is presenting, and the mechanics aren't breaking down consistently. And so he's getting the ball out of his hands on time, in rhythm, with accuracy, anticipation, and touch. Because even some of the anticipatory throws we saw from Caleb earlier in the season were heat-seeking missiles. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing a quarterback thrown with touch. Think about that touchdown pass that he threw to Luther Burden, the very first one. There was some late pressure that came through. He couldn't even completely step into the pass, but he lofted it over the hand of the outstretched defender, as opposed to trying to get it flat and see if he could maybe throw it through the ear of the defender. He confidently and comfortably floated the ball over to that back pylon towards the end zone, and Burden makes a great catch. That, to me, is the continual growth of this quarterback.
Were you surprised that the Bears did not what?
Did it please you? I can buy myself flowers.
Oh, no. Oh, man. He's singing to me. He's doing it. He's singing. No, it's all right. As long as I'm not.
I'm going to go back to singing.
Don't distract Ant. A song will fill the brain.
Oh, no. Absolutely. The man loves to sing, and he does it with a smile on his face. And you can hold the tune. A little bit.
I appreciate that.
I do appreciate that about you, even if you don't think I do. I want you to know that.
Okay.
It's just when I'm sitting over there that I don't like to be sung to. When you know what I mean?
What the heck?
You're trying to run NASA over there, as Layla does on a daily basis. I don't need to be sung to.
It's like landing a battleship right now. Are you there?
Yeah. There's a lot going on in that chair.
I mess with you. I was just like, what?
What is happening?
It's so bad. I always do that to Grody.
You did no, no, I love it.
Wait, why did you ask that? Pleased him, though.
Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What the question I was about to ask you, are you surprised the Bears did not win on that final drive? Did you think they were going to win? Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. And also surprised that it seemed disjointed at the end. I didn't have any issue with the hook and ladder play call. It was like the immediate question that began pouring into me from folks who were around me. Like, did you hate the play call? Because I hated the play call. No, I didn't hate the play call.
It's a low-hanging fruit,
man. It would have been even better if it worked, but it didn't work. There was still time to go and spike the ball and run another snap. I had no issue with that. But I was surprised then that the final play did seem disjointed, where it was kind of like the offensive line didn't look like they knew who to block.
Discombobulated.
Are we running the motion? Are we not running the motion? And then Caleb's just kind of running around everywhere. Still had a chance to complete a pass, give his playmaker an opportunity, and then, you know, it just throws a worm burner out there. But I was surprised, and partly because it seemed disjointed, because that's really where this squad has been at their best. Throughout the season, they have seemed prepared. They have seemed at their most precise, most consistently in those moments, in those snaps where the game is on the line. And that wasn't the case last night in that final play.
Here's my concern, Ant. The Bears have a bottom five total defense in the NFL. They have a bottom five rushing defense in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They made up for that all season because they take the ball away.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe they'll take the ball away in the postseason like they do in the regular season, because the level of quarterback play is about to take a serious jump up, depending on the competition. Mm. So is there any way you can see this? Because we already addressed the fact that we can't fix the defense.
Yeah.
Is there any way you could see the Bears advancing without Caleb literally just putting, not literally, but metaphorically, putting the team on his back and having a performance like the one we saw Sunday night?
I think there's glimpses, Jalen Johnson, just to address the defensive part of it. I believe there's glimpses Jalen Johnson is getting better, is getting stronger physically each week. And perhaps even part of that is the confidence and the willingness to make sudden movements. Like that first interception where he saw it, he recognized it, immediately drove on that route. I took that as a positive sign because that was a you know, planting his feet and converting out of the pedal into the drive phase and converting on that route. That looked more sudden than the Jalen Johnson we've seen. Now, he didn't play every snap of the game on defense. He may not be physically capable of that as of yet, but I think there's signs of growth from Jalen Johnson. We'll see. You know, Nashawn Wright came back into the game. He took that ding, left, got evaluated, came back in. Hopefully he's going to be fine, but the health, the relative health of the secondary and the playmaking ability there. I mentioned the rust of Tremaine Edmonds, and I think between he and T.J. Edwards. I thought T.J. Edwards looked really good last week. Thought he looked okay last night, but a 49ers offense that put some hesitation into that defense. So I think the back seven of the Bears defense, there's another level of play available to them. And if that's really strong, then the Bears D-line, like Andrew Billings, hits blocks. So if you get more of that, then I think at least the run defense stands a better chance, and you get opponents into predictable downs and distances. That's where the Bears defense can be at its best as far as just taking the rock away. They're not going to be a crew that just stymies the run every single snap. But I think just the incremental growth that can be there, that can show up with some of the rest being knocked off, hopefully, I think there's a chance for that defense to grow where Caleb doesn't have to be the guy shouldering the load as he and the passing attack did last night.
That's Anthony Heron. We thank you for joining us. You can catch his work on 670 The Score.
True.
You can hear him on the Big Ten Network as
also
well.
True. True. Yep.
And on Fox 32 for the Bears shows.
I'm also there.
And that should be a lot more fun, too. And Blitz. Yeah.
Yep. Bears Blitz and Bears Game Day Live.
Like
and
I
Bears
said, Game et cetera Night covers Live it better than we could.
Yeah, I just got done with some Cotton Bowl Media Day. Got Rose Bowl Media Day later on the Big Ten Network. Got Series XM Big Ten this morning. It's a lot of Big Ten happening in this world right now.
Oh, yeah, there is.
People think they can win national championships and whatnot.
Well, it's the U against the Ohio State University Buckeyes. You don't seem excited.
I remember what happened the last time I had to avert my eyes when it was a big time game. People's legs were broken and snapped.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. That got ugly. That takes
Willis McGahee.
Yes.
That 2001 Miami. '01 Miami.
Me too.
Yeah.
Right. Probably the greatest college team of all time.
That was quite a collection of talent. Now, there's a recent USC squad right around that time that's in a similar category.
Hall of Famers? I don't know, man. That's when you look up late. The Meatball Machine is next. Ant, you're welcome to stay, but I know you're a man of many jobs, and you're dressed up today. So.
You are dressed up today. I mean, you put me to shame.
Ant broke out the three-piece suit today.
The vest looks good. You wear vest well.
My vest does look nicer than your t-shirt. What t-shirt do you have?
Wow.
One Clayton Bigsby of the Chappelle Show.
All right, yeah. I can dig it.
So, Ant, if you want to hang out for Meatball, you can. If not, we understand.
I'm going to skedaddle. I'm going to get a cookie before I skedaddle.
Get the Take the North cookies,
I'm gonna do
sure.
That. All right.
Coming up next, you know what time it is. Machine.
Yes. Does it please you? I mean, is that
fondue? Oh. Doesn't please me, but it's good to see. Good to hear him out there doing that. And that means he's doing growth.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.